So what's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution, we can always have more than one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of my New Year's resolution is going to be changing what I asked this year, of which I never accomplished. And that is going to the gym and living a better, healthier lifestyle. And I feel and know that going to the gym and working out and eating great makes you feel great. Makes
Yeah,
you feel amazing
I agree.
to, relieve any stress or unwanted thoughts or whatever. Just like, phew, like whew, you just sweat it out, And why? Because I used to be a big person of always working out and trying to eat healthy and always changing, either becoming a vegetarian or a pescatarian or
Wow, I
just,
feel like you were a vegetarian.
yeah.
I was about to say, I feel like I remember that, but like, wild and crazy.
For a year and a half.
The people who become a vegetarian for such a short amount of time and then come back to meat all the way. All the way. Like, all the way.
No, and then I'm actually feeling like, okay, I need a change. Like, I shouldn't eat any meat or anything. Yeah, because it makes
What?
me feel sick. Like, now that I'm more in tune with myself and my body and everything, and knowing from when I didn't for such a long time and how I felt, and I used to get so many compliments like, oh my gosh, you look so happy. Your skin is glowing, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, I feel great. Seriously, I feel that if you eat meat, it really get you off balance of within you. Like, it's a
Really?
big thing. It's very heavy on you. It's hard to digest. And it's just a lot. Like, that belonged to someone. It was an animal that it belonged to, and what their stresses and their surviving of food or whatever. And, they got slaughtered for us to eat.
Yeah, but plants also feel. And there's like a whole thing about that. Like you can put like noise to like different plants and stuff like that, and how you can actually hear how they're alive. So that makes no sense to me, but I'm gonna let you carry on.
But again, it's my own personal experience and what I feel and what I think could be able to be beneficial for someone else and work better for them. Like,
Yeah.
it worked for me. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm gonna have to give that up. So when you're able to actually give something up, like, that's a win for you. Like, some people can't give
That
up
is.
certain things, and they depend on it, and it matters, and they might wean a little bit and go right back reverting into that habit. And it's like, if you can actually just pick up wherever you had left off and starting like you never left, it's great. It's amazing that you're able to be able to do that, and that's how I feel.
Wait, going back to the whole meat thing, because I find this to be so crazy. So I eat meat. Like, I eat chicken, I eat steak. Okay, so there was a long time, for a long period of time, that I didn't eat pork. Like, I didn't eat bacon, I didn't eat ham, I ate nothing that was pork. I eat bacon now. I do eat bacon. It's something that I'm like, oh, I love it. I love it. Especially, I love the way I make bacon. Like, that shit is so good. I put maple syrup on it, I let it cook. It is amazing. It's like literally just amazing. But I don't eat pork, except for pad thai. I eat pad thai because, ah, oh, it's pad thai. Like, who's
It's
not gonna eat pad
pork.
thai, you know? But it is pork, it is pork. But I've definitely noticed how pork feels in my body when I eat it.
Yep.
I do, to the point that it made me stop wanting to eat it. But to give up like chicken or steak, no. Oh,
Steak takes so
I
long to
love a
process
good
through your
steak.
body.
I love a good
And
steak.
yeah, don't get me wrong. Yes, steak is good, but it takes a long time to process within
But
your
see,
body. It's so
I
heavy.
think that there's like, so when we originated and everything, we all came from different places, right? There were people that ate pretty much just plants. Just like there's people who just live off the ocean and all they do is eat fish and stuff like that. And they could literally like swim and hold their breath for these like ridiculous long amounts of time. Like, so where you like your people, like originated from, I feel like does play a role into the foods that you eat, or the foods that are good for you, or like the foods that your body digests better than others, right? But I definitely think that meat is something that like you're supposed to have. And I think when you're younger, you're actually supposed to have more meat, and then as you get older, you have like less meat, but I still think you need meat. Like, I still think you need meat. Like, I still want a good steak. I still want, oh, a nice, beautiful chicken. Like, I still want some wings. Like, if you know me, I never used to like wings. Now I love wings. Like, I love them. Recently got into them. But anyways, yeah. Like, the whole meat thing threw me off there.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, let's agree to disagree about the whole meat section and all that. But me personally, I feel that I need to change something because I feel it. So therefore, since I feel it, I have to align myself and make sure that I feel good and know the difference of what has an effect, what has a symptom, that, you know, side effects or whatever, because I do feel the difference.
Yeah.
On the course of having meat, having chicken, having plants, having different things, like, I'm really in tune and paying attention that I'm like, yeah, so this when is not working for me.
When you give up meat, are you still eating like fish and stuff like that, or do you give up fish as well?
There was a point in time that I did do that as well to kind of see, but I think it's just going to be just meat.
Okay.
Not fish or some type of sea. I don't eat all seafoods, but just in general.
I feel like your New Year's resolution and my New Year's resolution
are completely different.
Completely different. Completely different. I feel like my New Year's resolution is, I just want to have a little more self-love. I never thought I could, like, I feel like people think I have all this love for myself, but I think I'm so hard on myself.
That's how I feel too.
I think my New Year's resolution is to not be so hard on myself, to like give myself a little grace, to just, I don't know, like love every aspect of everything it is that I'm going through. I think that, yeah, that's my New Year's resolution.
That's real good.
Right?
That is really
good. That just came off the top of my dome. Now let me stop.
So I hope it stays that way. And not change up off the top of your dome. But yeah, no, totally. I completely agree. And one of my other New Year's resolution is to give myself a win in everything that I have accomplished within the year, within my life.
I like that.
Within every different stage and journey that I have went through, that basically take it for a win.
Yeah.
You're still here. You still got your limbs to be moving. You know, you're here to be able to see the difference from the beginning to where you are now, and just paying more attention and being aware of a lot of other different things that is within my circle.
Yeah.
Sharing my energy with someone else's energy and everything, because sometimes you guys can clash, you know, don't agree with anything, or can agree on some things, but to a certain extent, certain level. But at the same time, that I see a lot of great moving things that are making it surface, and it's beautiful. And I'm glad to say that I'm able to see, notice, and having to be able to go through that. Go through those opening doors.
I really like that. I feel like people are so focused, like even with the whole New Year's resolution, like so focused on like, well, what do I need to do? Because like I didn't succeed in A, B, C, D, or E. And you're just like, no, I'm going to take those all as wins. Like I really like that. Like
all as wins, and just embrace it. Embrace every little bit to strengthen your additional strengths, yeah, and weaknesses and everything, because again, every day is a different day, a new day. It may be the same shit, different day, but that same shit has new additional shit to it, and you have to embrace every little bit, because again, you don't want anyone to deter or dictate your feeling and change your avenues of different things when you already have the tone set. That's how it should be throughout the day, and you just align and turn different ways to adapt and adjust.
Yeah.
So that's my part.
I like that too, because if you're like focused and you know, then really like other people's input can't deter you from anything. Mm-hmm. Like other people's attitude, whatever it may be, like cannot deter you if you if you're focused, and you
Yeah,
know, I actually
absolutely.
really like that.
Like, I know what my value is, I know what my worth is, and by you being in my presence is a big, big, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but embracing the love that I have for people being around me,
Yeah.
you know? And if I'm not around you and you don't feel that embracement or love, I'm sorry, but I have passed on of doing something different and adventurous and beautiful that aligned for me, not for you, but for me, for my growth, because my growth is at a different level compared to where you see my growth should be, and
Yeah.
you are not to judge. Like,
Yeah.
I have to make my own plans and have my own judgment of my own self of being able to execute to the
Yeah.
best of my capabilities and go further on. And that's just what it
I like
is.
that. I like that, Shayla. Like, especially, you know, we live in such a world where, like, people care about what other people have to say and their opinions and how they feel. And I think, like,
Definitely.
you find your happiness when you don't care what other people think or what other people have to say.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
Yes.
like you're really able to just enjoy yourself or enjoy like your own company, whosoever
Yeah.
company you're with. You know, like that's, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's actually really dope.
Off the top of the dome, no. That is just basically what's happening, what's going on, and what I'm feeling through my time. And
Yeah.
it's great, and I'm just embracing every little bit.
I really like that. Those are all good.
Hey.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Those are all good. Well, guys, thank you for being with us on this episode of New Year's Resolutions. Like,
We'll be
follow,
back for that later.
subscribe. Happy New
Bye.
Year's
Yes,
also.
Happy
Happy New
New Year.
Year's.
Woo!